Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're in the right place if you're here for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because we're going to be discussing Busted Barbecues, Season 6, Episode 9, and my, is there so much to talk about. I have two pages full of stuff that I want to get into with you guys, and before we reveal which one of us did Playboy, let's introduce ourselves.
I bet it's a big surprise. Hey, everybody, my name is Christy Olsen, and you can keep up with me at Christy Reports.
Do you know what's so funny? Having that music on, I dead set, I walk around the house with that music and just like pretend to pose all the time.
Oh my
and
God.
And I was like bringing me back to like when I'm like home alone, I'm like, like practicing in front of the mirror.
How have I never done that?
I love it. But anyway, it's so good to meet you guys because I am Beverly Hills Housewife obsessed. And before we get into it, you can find me on Twitter at Dan Babic with an underscore and then on Instagram at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic. I'm a complete Instagram whore, so follow me and I'll follow you back.
Yes. I love me an Insta whore.
Yeah, woo.
Well, thank you for joining the panel tonight, Dan. We want to give a shout out to Megan and Fern, who are out of the studio for the night, but we miss you guys and we will see you soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So in the meantime, in between time, let's get into what's going on. Now, Dan, you're new. Let's see what you feel about the season. How are you feeling so far? We're 9 episodes in.
Do you know what? The drama hasn't really been there yet. It hasn't, like, in saying that last season, I skipped a couple of episodes. Like, right at the end, it got so intense with the whole Kim and Lisa Renner. Like, don't you ever go after my husband! But up until, like, before that was a bit boring, but I, and especially tonight, like, I thought it was a good episode. I did like it. But the way they marketed, I was thinking, you know, like, the dinner party from Hell from season one with, like, Camille and Alison DeBoer, you know, the crazy psychic. And we really didn't get that, but I do love Faye. Mm-hmm. I do love her. And I've got to say, plastic surgery looks so good. I remember, like, looking at her in season one, like, thinking, oh, fuck, like...
get it done, girl.
Yeah, got to get more done, but she looks... Whatever she... Yeah, it's, like, looks good now, yeah.
Oh, she's all tuned up.
Yes. I love it.
Well, Catherine was introduced tonight, and she has now slipped right into the opening, which I was kind of surprised. I can't recall a housewife joining this late into a season, but welcome, Catherine. Her opening tagline is, don't hate the game, just marry a player. And then she stands there, like, dumbfounded. But yes, welcome to the opening taglines. And that got us thinking here, what would we have if we were on... When we get to the Real Housewives. I don't know about Dan and I, but we will find a way to crawl in there somehow.
Absolutely. Because I dream of that moment. Like, I jet set, I walk around the house. Like, I remember one stage for like 2 hours a day, especially when I was in my small hometown. I would say, like, I am obsessed. Obsessed. So mine would be, are you ready for it? In a place where wealth and status define who you are, I'm only interested in being me. Pose.
There you are. I love it because I know that you have such a strong sense of identity that is just so great for you. It just matches you.
Yeah, I'm like Elisa Renner. I was like, own it, baby. Because I've been saying own it for years. I was like, oh, this bitch is on the same ship as I am. Own it, ship. I love it. Own it, baby. What would be yours?
Mine would be, it's a little bit of a ripoff, but it's not from anyone, specifically the housewives, but mine would be, it's payback time. Don't underestimate me because the best is yet to come.
Oh, yes. Oh, I like that. Yes. Who was that, Kim, that said it? Kim? Was it Kim?
No.
Who said it? Like the best, something about, you know, the
best is, I don't know. To me, there was a line on The Bold and the Beautiful, the CBS daytime soap opera, that made me inspired. It inspired me. So that's kind of where I came from. So yeah, it's for me. It's payback time. And you know what? Don't underestimate me because the best is yet to come.
Your East Coast vibes just so came out there. And I loved it. Yeah. What about you?
Well, you guys have put so much thought into this. And I have never, I don't know how, but I have never even considered this. So I'm going on the fly. But I want to say it would be about shoes. Maybe something along the lines of, like, you know, you couldn't walk in my stilettos, you'd end up under the heel or something like that.
Oh, okay. I like it. There's an edge there.
Yeah,
physically
a little sass.
It was so funny because when I saw her, I was like, I love you. How come I've not seen you around the AfterBuzz set? Like, she looks like a housewife herself.
And you all know I loved to hear that.
We're going to be best friends. Like, how are we not friends already? Yeah.
We're going to Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, sure. Let's get into it because a lot happened.
Yes. Okay, well. Before we get into the whole barbecue and everything that broke down, Kyle says that she wasn't going to cook for this. Now, Kyle, I haven't seen you cook for anything.
Right? We're not surprised.
But Kyle,
we weren't expecting you to.
No. Kyle could use some help from Blue Apron. I'm just going to be honest with you. And, you know, not only her, but you need to know how to cook, too. So not only, when you use Blue Apron, do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of going out and doing another night of takeout, and that can be expensive. So where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. So for less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need for your home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. So each meal can be prepared for 40 minutes or less. That's what I'm talking about. I can't be cooking all night long. It has to be 40 minutes or less.
Heck no.
So, you know, this, of course, doesn't, you know, implicate you to have to go do long trips to the grocery store, and there's just, again, no more takeout at the end of the night. So no matter your dietary needs or preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare your own meal. And there's a couple different things on here. They list a lot of stuff that you can make. Now, I like a pot pie, so this one stuck out to me. Chicken and sage biscuit pot pie. Now, that's now to be able to make something like that and say you did it yourself. Now, what a
that
cool
That sounds
thing.
Fancy, y'all.
Now, I'm a bit annoyed with Blue Apron because now I'm so bloody hungry. Now I don't want to think about all these Blue Apron food. Bloody hell. Thanks, Blue Apron. Sign me up. I'm going to sign up now so when I get out, you know, when I finish my ingredients are there,
Well, like Lisa Vanderpump, they get a little bougie, too, by suggesting a shrimp and pineapple fried rice dish.
Oh, hello. You know?
Mm-hmm. And then there's a tomato quiche and simple green salad. So there's really a well-rounded group of meals that you can look there. Yeah, so all this is going to happen right in your own kitchen. So cook with ingredients that you've never used before. This is another option here. You know, you can cook with watermelon radishes, farro, and purple potatoes. And all recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. So that's pretty good right there.
So you can look like you're from Beverly Hills.
Yes. Delicious and good for you. Now, right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. So that's blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
All right.
I'm like all about the Blue Apron vibes.
Right.
Signing up.
And Beverly Hills, a better housewives to watch.
Yes. So check us out and check out Blue Apron. We give so much of good free content to you guys all the time. People are here long before we come in to cover Beverly Hills and long after. There's a lot of content coming out of the studio. So support us, help us out, check out Blue Apron. All right.
Yummy.
Let's
get into it, people.
All right. Catherine is behind the wheel of a sports car with her husband, to where we're introduced. He seems to be very happy to be on camera.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Hungry Tiger vibes straight away. You can just see. He's like, because what's interesting with a lot of rich people is money can't buy fame. And you see people, like, even with, like, Erica Jane, we love her, but, like, even when Megan interviewed her on the red carpet, she's like, I want to come into AfterBuzz. She's posting the After. Like, they love it. They love it. Because money can't buy fame.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a drug, too. I mean, we all know that. You know, I mean, these housewives go out of control with wanting to be seen. So I'm all for it. You know, all for it. So they go to a jeweler. She talks about how they don't want to have kids. They travel the world, which I think is kind of a great thing, to be honest with you. I mean, what a luxury. They never have to work again. And they have. Now, I love San Diego. So when they show the pictures of the San Diego house, that to me is the dream. A condo in Brentwood, and then to retire to your large home that you're renovating in San Diego. Sign me up. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, that is the life.
Shop for emeralds, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wasn't too impressed with her, to be honest. I thought she was a bit butchy, a bit like, oh, you know, just kind of, I don't know. I'm just not, like, not. She doesn't have, like, the Lisa Renners, or, you know, even though I'm not into Vanderpump anymore, but she doesn't. Where's her spark? Like, I feel like she just. Yeah.
Well, I felt the same way. In fact, I came out of the studio last week, and my roommate actually asked me what I thought of her, and I was like, oh, she's so vanilla, like, she doesn't even stand out.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no quality to her that really, like, sucks me in, besides, like, the OJ relation, and that's kind of like, last week I said, you know, that doesn't interest me at all. It's like a 20-year-old story at this point. I'm over
right.
it.
Right, and the fact that she hasn't been brought in until episode 9 shows us that they know, too, that she's a bit of a...
And I'm sorry, I mean, I know we're getting into it probably a bit early, but like, what, as Erica Jane said, like, actually read the book. She's like, for 20 years you have killed me, I want revenge on you, you make my blood boil. Well, bitch, you don't even know what she's done yet. So fucking read it first and then go at it. So you're just she doesn't even know. She's just saying what she's heard. So already I was like, you're a dickhead. I don't like you at all.
That bothered me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, she's just unneeded to me. I don't think she needs to be on the show slash be a housewife. She can be a friend of the housewives. We can look at her for a few dinners and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, is there a potential there for us to continue to move forward when there are some, arguably there are some other housewives on the canvas that don't really necessarily pull their weight, so I think we're in for another one.
That's Ooh. True, for sure. And this whole thing about, oh, I'm a Midwestern girl, so I have morals and I have values and this and that, and I'm like, yeah, maybe you did before you came to Hollywood a million years ago.
Yes.
Like, I grew up in the Midwest, too. A few years in L.A. will make, I mean, not that I've turned into this terrible person, but I'm saying, like, making a huge deal of, oh, because I'm from Wisconsin, I'm a really great person. Right. I was like, I know a lot of crappy people in Wisconsin and Minnesota, okay?
Well, when did you do Playboy?
I know.
I'm kidding.
My parents are going, wait, what? That would be a never, Grant.
Okay.
However, now you know they're doing the not nudie pictorials. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking a lot more celebrities are going to be doing it now in kind of like an Olivia Munn style, like wet lingerie or whatever.
The whole thing with me with this, the theme of this episode, with the exception of Yolanda and Eileen, the theme was like the 90s. Yeah. It was like a throwback to all like the yesteryear. Like, is doing Playboy a thing anymore that really is like, you know, controversial slash like water cooler anymore?
Because nobody does it.
It's like so 90s.
Hasn't done it for years.
Yeah, it's so 90s. And the Playboys, you know, they're having to like recreate the wheel over there. So it's like, you know, I don't think it's really that exciting, perhaps, anymore for anyone else. What was I going to say? Blah, 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 blah. Eileen with Italy.
Yes.
We'll touch upon this and then we'll kind of let Eileen enjoy the rest of her trip because there's not much else to say. But, you know, her sister Connie passed. You didn't know that she was terminal. Raw emotion. The ashes were in a compact, which I thought was interesting. Now, I've never dealt with ashes before. So I don't know how they're normally, I think there's normally an urn on a fireplace, but, you know.
Well, yeah, she was telling her niece, oh, I found this beautiful compact to put in. And I thought, it's interesting that she didn't have something of her sister's that she would want to put it in and take along. Or that just seemed a little odd to me as well.
It's funny because when she got first introduced, I kind of wasn't into it because I kind of thought, what do you bring to the table? Mm-hmm. But now I really like it. Like, I think she's someone that you could have a great connection with naturally. Like, you can just see she really listens. She's really present. And I reckon I can just... I want to have a glass of wine with her and just stare into her eyes and talk about life and spirituality and all that.
Don't throw it at her.
I won't throw it at her, no. But I really like it. I really like... You're super nice. You're a good girl.
Well, we got to see her hubby actually being supportive and kind to her in this scene. He was saying, you know, if you need me, I'll be right there, or call me, whatever it is. And that was kind of the first time that they've shown us any footage that they have of him being a nice guy.
Yeah, kind of, well,
yeah, I've never liked him. I'm like, get rid of him.
He got the house husband edit. You know, like the disinterested ass. But we don't know until we're in the hospital. You know, Meghan King Edmund's husband got the same type of edit, if not worse. But I give Eileen a lot of credit because this is a very personal moment. This is her sister. And, you know, frig the reality cameras at that point. Like, this is a real moment. Like, I would not want them there for that. You know, I just feel like, you know, it is a part of her life and all that. But I just feel like, look, this is a big moment for me. Like, I'll give you whatever you want. Just like this one moment, like, I'd like to have myself. But she included them, and, you know, that's her prerogative, so.
Do you guys think she was trying to make sure she had a storyline?
I would hope not.
She was just making such a big to-do out of the Italy and the getting ready, and it was just like, okay, Eileen, this is all you've got going on.
No, I mean, I think you do obviously have to pick things that are noteworthy and things that you're doing, but one thing I don't like about Vanderpump, and that's what really grinds my gears, is she doesn't reveal any personal stuff. Mm-hmm. Remember the one year when she was like, when people started to get personal on her, she was like, I'm leaving this, like, it's not fair. It's not fair that Kyle reveals all stuff about her family and then he's fighting with Kathy and Kim, and then Lisa just gets a free ride. I feel like Lisa gets a free ride all the time.
Yeah, and she made some very interesting comments about Eileen's admission last week on the show, and I've got some reports about that, news and gossip.
I'm thinking
it's not going to make y'all any happier with LVP.
Speaking of her, Ken purchased that sex shop.
Chi Chi LaRue!
To me, it's like the joke is over as soon as it starts. When you have a prude walking into a sex shop or something inappropriate, this comment's made, zoom in on the dildo, make a comment about the lube. Okay, you know, we're done.
But, too easy.
Yeah. So Ken bought this property. Now, I know exactly where this is. And they're talking about making it to like an English pub or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This property, the sex shop is no longer there. The sex shop moved across the street. And now in this current...
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, it's still around. In fact, I think it's a bigger store at this point. But now the current place that they were walking into and checking out for this pub is a clothing store called Showtime. So... apparently, as Ken said, he was going to try to convince Lisa. Lisa wasn't buying it, and I really don't think they need it.
Did you hear about the? Because I remember revealing it on Vanderpump Rules the other day. Have you heard about the Lisa Vanderpump rumors going around LA? Apparently, you know how she. Oh my god, I'm getting sick just from hearing it.
I can't wait to hear it.
Apparently, I'm just going to go straight into it. Apparently, Kenny's the one that doesn't like sex, and he's got, because of his back and stuff, he doesn't have sex anymore, and she's got a plethora of younger guys that she sleeps with on the prowl.
Oh, really?
Apparently, that's what, I'm not going to name names or anything, but apparently, I've heard from multiple sources that that's what's going on, so. Ooh, hopefully that is going on. Let's see it up, yeah.
Would you buy, I don't know.
Would surprise me. Yeah.
I feel like where there's smoke, there's fire always with that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I don't know.
It's so funny because I'm getting a bit nervous because I do the Vanderpump Rules one and I pay them all out all the time. And the other day I found out, this is why I love LA and Hollywood, that I work for a photographer and we're planning an event for this charity about dogs or something and Vanderpump is hosting it and like she's going to be the whole thing. So I'm like, oh my God, what happens if she knows? But who cares? You got to own it, as Lisa Renner would say. Own it, baby.
I don't worry about any of that. When Meg and I were on the carpet for the premiere, we're like, yup. And someone even commented, they were like, about Brandy. They said Brandy should be furious with AfterBuzz for how they treated her. Now, not on the carpet, but like our conversation. We don't play that dirty over here, please. And if she came for me, then I mean, she's the one who would look ridiculous because I'm the one who hit the press. So,
totally, yes.
And let's just not forget that these housewives know that they need to be part of a conversation to remain relevant and remain on the show and all of that.
Yeah.
And they don't care about
if
anything.
If you read housewife blogs, those people go in far deeper than we do on people. So, back off.
We're so nice.
We try to be. I try to always have fun with it. You know what I mean? It's like... this is the Real Housewives. This is not... I'm not Charlie Rose kid, so... anyway, this whole sexual thing... yeah, but there's been this... I haven't even mentioned this on the show last season. There's this whole thing with Lisa Vanderpump wanting to snatch up all these properties by Sir so she can create... in Pump, so she can kind of create, like a restaurant row for herself. That's kind of the overall vision. Mm-hmm. So they allegedly picked up... the property right next to Pump, which is currently Motherlode, and that's been there for like since the 70s and 80s. So like she's really looking to kind of like spruce all that up and make it be all of her own, which I don't know, to me I just kind of think about like it's those old cartoons where the big company comes in and they like bulldoze everything and build their businesses. Like to me I don't like a takeover like that, but who knows? She said she wasn't interested in having to stand for another year and build a restaurant from the ground up. And her restaurants do very well, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the free marketing, like, that is the best. They get paid to be on the TV show. She gets a higher paycheck than everyone else. And, like, that's free PR. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to go there. All the tourists are like, oh, my God, we're, you know, get to be part of that world. It's interactive.
Yeah, she'll probably get another spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Because we need more Vanderpump Rules-y type stuff on our TVs.
Well, why doesn't she do that? And then she can leave this show.
Ooh, totally. But what are we thinking about Lisa Renner? Because I love Lisa Renner because I just think she is so fabulous and reminds me of myself. Mm-hmm. But this season... she hasn't been rating as highly because she was one of the highest rating housewives
last season.
Yeah. But apparently this season, as far as the ratings are concerned, that she is kind of just in the middle, that people aren't loving her as much as they loved her last year. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know why you guys think that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't have a storyline and she does a lot of talking and commenting and she's very proud of herself for the statement she has made.
Yeah.
The self-importance is what I can't deal with.
Yeah, starting to get,
I mean, I've said this multiple times, but she takes herself way too seriously, but she's selling that she doesn't take herself that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get from her.
Ooh, I think we're going to get onto it. Because it was funny because I remember, I keep going back to the bloody time you and Megan were on the red carpet interviewing them, but I was like, because I was so excited for you guys to meet Lisa Renner. See, I sound Lisa Renner now. And she was a bit weird. She'd be like, she was a bit standoffish, and you're like, come to AfterBuzz, and she's like, Mm-hmm. My publicist will have to approve that. And it's like, I thought she'd be like, woo,
who
yeah, of course.
Think you are.
Yeah, no, she, there's been a lot of said that she's using this platform to really elevate herself in the world and that she wants to only do big outlets and, you know, she's really treating this as a step up in her career. But Lisa, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a reality show. I mean, you know, you're not. You know, you're not in Joy and nominated for an Oscar here.
I'm sorry, I just love her. I'm like, I can't talk bad about her. I talk smack about everyone
I'm
else.
I'm talking real.
Oh, I love Rena. I love her. Love, love, love. But one thing that's getting really interesting is the whole Yolanda storyline, because that fascinates me. I really like Yolanda. I think she's a pure soul. But something is going on there. Something's mm-hmm. going on. Like, what? And when Lisa Vanderpump revealed at the end of the episode that Muhammad...
We're not there yet, though.
We're not there yet, but, like, when we get into it, like, it's pretty crazy. And she's, you know, coming to all these events, like, even this, she's like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be glamorous. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And with the whole divorce, she's not getting into it. She's not discussing it. And I want to know what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all the ladies do, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? What do you think?
Well, where are we here, Grant?
Well, yeah, I want to talk about, in case if you were still wondering, Kyle's still getting her dressing room made.
Ugh.
So, yeah, but I mean, this all leads up to the party,
is
and
Faye's
I do want to get to the party.
Only
but...
job, like, does Kyle just give Faye work, and that's what she
I
does?
I don't know.
She's a pretty well-known and an established, successful interior designer, right? She's not just working for Kyle.
I didn't know she was an interior designer. I mean, it's a reference only through the show.
Yeah.
I don't really know the show.
But I saw her at a Chipotle once.
Oh,
I just forgot to mention that last week. I went home and I was like, oh, never mentioned that I saw Faye Resnick at a Chipotle.
What does she look like in real life? Because we're just complimenting
her
plastic surgery.
At the Beverly
she
Center
looked good, but she was with some, like, D-listy type guy that I was like, oh, that's who she's hanging out with? Mm-hmm.
Well, at this design studio, Kyle tells Faye that she invited Catherine to the barbecue, or as Kyle referred to it, the barbecue. So I'm just, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But not in this scene, but later on in her house. And then there was a bunch of ADR, which is where they put audio over someone speaking. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, what's going on here? Because the lips did not match up with what she was saying, which basically just told Faye, like, I'm inviting her and, you know, that's about it. And, you know, you don't have to talk. And then Faye was like, I don't want to talk about the past. But that was odd. It was like an easy drop in. I'm like, I noticed these things. What was really said there? You know, I just want to know. It's reality. I want
to
know.
Right. And we needed to know these things. Like, Faye's not ready to talk about this. It's only been 20-some years, and she only wrote a book about it. But she's not ready to talk. Mm-hmm. This was this whole entire conversation. We know I'm not a huge fan of Kyle and her ridiculousness in the first place.
Oh, I love Kyle.
This seemed like Faye ridiculousness that kind of equals Kyle's ridiculousness. And I was like, oh, I can see why you guys hang out and have your ridiculous conversations.
Yeah. But I do kind of get it, just kind of giving a bit of inside gossip. Because I have met Kathy Hilton a number of times. Mm-hmm. And
I love her.
I love her. But guess what?
She called me on the phone once.
What did she? It's like amazing. But apparently, like as we all know, Kyle being on the show, Kathy is pissed. That means like so annoyed in Australian.
She is so aggravated
because she's like, you come from money. You've got so much going on in your life. Why do you have to be on a trashy reality show and spill all of our beans? Like,
that's
why would you
I
do
ask
that?
I ask myself every week, Dan. Do you have an answer?
No, but
I can't figure it out.
I know, we can't figure out why she's on it.
I know why she's on it because she wants something for herself. Mm-hmm. So from it, she's been able to have the shop, and this is her thing. And I do think it's good in the sense, because her family was that family that puts everything under the rug. Mm-hmm. No, Kim is not an alcoholic. No, no, no. And they sweep, sweep, sweep. It is, I do, an extent, it's like, why are you kind of paying out Nikki Hilton on the show? Like, bit of respect. But I love that she's real, and she says what's going on. Mm-hmm. Unlike Vanderpump, who God knows what's really going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kathy should not be throwing stones at her sister for being on a reality show, because if anyone remembers, I Want to Be a Hilton on NBC. That was a classic show that I could still quote. So, because I've always wanted to be a Hilton. I don't know why. It's like, why, at this point, why would you want to be?
Right.
But, I mean, you know. Whatever.
When I worked at True Hollywood Story, we had done a THS on Paris and Nikki, and Kathy Hilton called. I was the assistant, and Kathy Hilton called one day and was like, needed some childhood pictures of Paris, and was like, oh, well, I think E has some from when they did that THS, and like wanted us to like give her these, like find these childhood photos that we had copies of or whatever, and like send them to her at the Beverly Hilton or wherever her office is set up. And I was just like, I guess when you're famous, you don't have to keep track of your own kids' childhood pictures, because they're out there.
Yeah.
Totally.
Interesting. That someone's not keeping a photo album for their baby. Someone's not keeping a photo album or baby book. Lazy.
Right.
So let's take a look at the moment where Catherine and Lisa Vanderpump got together at Lisa's house before the barbecue. And then Lisa's back asking a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Throwing her weight around.
How young is your husband? Do you notice a difference with the age? And it's like, she's back. You can't say this woman can't ask questions. She's allowed to ask questions, but it's the usual.
It's the passive aggressive. I want you to know I'm the queen bee. It matters what my opinion is of you, and you better have the right answer to these questions. And I'm going to give you a lot of questions because I run this show, and I'm going to make the opinion on you.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I loved her at the start. You know, for season one and two, loved her. Mm-hmm. But then I felt, because this is the one pet hate I can't stand more than anything, is people who think they are better than others. Mm. I'm like, no one's better than you and not better than anyone else. So that's what I don't like. It's very like, I'm above it. I'm doing this charity. I'm above it.
It's her show, apparently. It is. Apparently. I'm not saying it is, but
but then, you know, last week I was telling, you know, this photographer I work with, they shoot her all the time. And they're like, oh my God, she's so nice. She's like more relaxed. So it's interesting. Like, you don't want to judge. Well, I mean, of course you want to judge because this is an after show for Beverly Hills. But it's, you never know until you see them in real life.
Mm-hmm. She's sweet every time I've interviewed her, but I get the sort of like British, not standoffish, but you know, she's just, she's got that British wall sort of.
I think she's cold.
And it can be misunderstood.
I think she's incredibly cold.
So is she your least favorite? Let's do that. I'm like obsessed. Who do we like the best and who's our least favorite? Let's do that. Let's really get into it.
Least.
I am definitely, my least is definitely Kyle. Yeah. And I'm going to say Erica is my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kyle, I just can't stand the lies and the, like, get off the show the and lies, just get out of the thing then. Yeah.
Why do you like, I love Kyle. What are we not into with her?
Well, just the fact that she remains on this show while being like, oh, I don't really want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about my sister. And it's unfair to my sister and her kids that all this is out there. Well, you're putting it out there, silly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. You validated that. Well, Lisa Renner is my number one. I love Lisa Renner. And my least favorite is, I'm going to go with Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. I think a bit stale, a bit old. Right. Delivers the same thing. We know what we're going to get.
Yeah.
You're not really into Vandy. Yeah.
Both Lisas are at the basement for me. And then the crown jewel at the top is Camille Grammer. I know she's not a housewife, but I just can't put anyone above Camille.
Got to see her a little bit tonight.
Yeah. So she joined this barbecue and they all showed up. Yolanda showed up, Plain Jane, as she calls herself. And we saw, you know, Erica mention, you know, that Erica's still loyal, basically, to Yolanda and her illness, which I think is nice to see, mm-hmm. a real friendship. But she did say, she said, yeah, no, she's had a really tough time. I saw all the pictures. So I felt like there was a little shade there, like, you know, like, Yolanda had some graphic images. And, you know, it's like, to have to go through someone's phone and look at their pictures is never that enjoyable to begin with. And then when there's, like, an implant on the table, it's like, you know, so I feel like she's like, yeah, I trust me. I saw all the pictures. You know what I mean? So I like Erica. She was, you know, a little bit on the sidelines in this episode, but mm-hmm. you know, she'll be back.
She had a Bethany moment a few weeks back, so then she'll come back with another Bethany moment, and she'll be shining.
So Rena was a little like, you know, thrown off when she saw Yolanda there because of her comments that she previously made, but. Rena, you can't talk shit about people and then be like, I'm embarrassed to be around them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you just can't do that. You have to, like she says, and like you said, you're going to own it.
Own it, baby, yeah.
If you said it, she's in the room. What are you going to do?
This is a housewives barbecue. Like, she's not going to be there.
Barbecue is so stupid that we're even calling it a barbecue.
I know. Come on.
I mean, you know. What can we say?
But let's get back into that because with the whole like Yolanda thing. What are everyone's got a conspiracy theory on your show? I want to go around. I want to know what everyone's conspiracy theory is because no one's got the same one. Everyone's got their own thing on it. So I'm just gonna like put that question out there because I want to know what everyone's thinking.
I think it was the implants that were making her sick. I think it was the silicone leakage the entire time. I think she's gonna be 110% in 6 months to a year. And not that I'm doubting that she has Lyme disease. That may be part of a complication, but I think her biggest problem was those
titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Lyme disease plus something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, or maybe not anymore, but it was, like, that's what I think. But I think she really does have it, so, you know, I can see why not. But then Lisa Rinna was a little concerned about the silicone on her lips, because she's like, oh, what does that mean? Is it going to go to my brain or what?
So I also don't understand why they can't take that implant out. Her and Taylor have both talked about that. They've wanted it gone, but I don't know if it's just been so many years that it's, like, all grown up in your tissue or what. Like, why can't they can't get that implant out that they have on their top lip?
That would make me insane. If I had something, like, in me that I couldn't, like, you know, permanent, like, I'd, like, flip out. Like, I don't like anything permanent. Like, I don't like tattoos. Like, I get anxious about things like that. So that would just drive me insane.
Right, and that's why their upper lip, literally the whole upper lip looks bigger. It's just because there's a big old implant in there.
Mm-hmm.
Icky, right?
So, then let's recap. Facebook alleged that Catherine, new housewife, that her ex-husband had an affair with Nicole Brown Simpson, and that Faye did not know Catherine, and we saw this tonight, that they did not meet each other until this dinner, 20 years later. And Catherine finds the whole thing disgusting, and she's just kind of anxious to meet Faye at this party. And
she's an idiot. It's been 20 years, but saying that, she probably
Wait,
not an
idiot. Which one's an idiot? Faye or Catherine?
Catherine. But you know what? Probably not an idiot in the sense that you're going on the show, your first episode, you've got to be in it to win it. So maybe she's just pretending that she really cares. But I'm like, it's been fucking 20 years. Get over it. You haven't even read the book. If you were so into it and wanted to know everything about it and it affected you so much, you would have read the damn book and you would have come prepared to be in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so, I find it so hard to believe that if your name is listed in a book and you're not like Britney Spears or Beyonce where you could be in anything, mm-hmm. like that you would look at it. If someone told me, Grant, your name is over here, I'd be like, let me look. I mean, you know, unless if you're like A-list celebrity where your name could be anywhere.
Well, I could see maybe where at the time she was probably like, you know what? I don't even want to look at it. Like, I don't even want to acknowledge that garbage. And I don't know if that book is even still around where you could buy it. Or, I mean, yeah, I don't know how popular that book was. But you're right. She definitely should have read it. But I didn't fault her at all for still being upset. It was like, this woman didn't know her at all, capitalized on this huge drama post for Playboy, and now she wants to sit there and not talk about it and act like she's so hurt and she's still so sad and it was so tragic. Tragic enough to write a book and capitalize on, take clothes off? Like,
I'm Team Catherine on this one. I'm going to stand up for good old... I just forgot her name. Faye. Because I think she, in the times that she's been there, she has stood up for Kyle and she's been completely annihilated, known as the bitch character. Everyone hates her. So I think she's like... I don't want that to happen again. Like, she is really... Oh. She was thrown to the dry so many times, to the fire. She had so many hateful comments. People were like, she's disgusting.
She was trying to get on the show, so she was acting crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think that really... I know from press articles and just from inner circles, she was like, I'm not going anywhere near this friend.
Oh, my God!
Oh, on the phone. We just had a lot of...
No, that's all right. We're fine. Look at that, getting so into it. Got a bit of water. Gave my iPhone a wash.
Perfect.
I hope it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. Exactly. There we go. We'll wipe it away. We're all good. But yeah. So I thought she just didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, viewer Noah Silverman has wrote in and said that he hates Faye, so people still are feeling very polarizing. What are people saying in the chat? Anything good?
I have not been able to get my Wi-Fi to connect the chat. I apologize.
It's okay.
Well, I know. I have Total Divas fans that are mad, too. I know. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, you can feel free to tweet me at grants_rants, and when it pops up, I will read what you're saying, so check it out.
Ooh.
All right, so let's talk more about... Now, of course, now... Catherine's affected by this book from 20 years ago, but Lisa Vanderpump is very affected that Faye is on the scene because of comments made at the 30th wedding anniversary.
I had forgotten about this.
I kind of did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, the comments were like, you know, they were both defending each other, like, both defending each other's camps at the time, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, of course, Lisa Rinna was hungry for the drama. It's like, oh, what went on with you guys? What happened there? So then
just
they had to rehash
pot,
it. Yes.
Stir in that barbecue pot.
Mm-hmm. But Lisa Vanderpump at the time said that she is allowing them to move on from it.
Allowing on her own terms. Yeah, because you're just Jesus, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
But then the next week episode, she's telling Kyle, she's like, I hate her. So it's like, we're not really moving on, are we, Lisa? So, yeah, and then so Lisa just, you know, she just started and, like, started a fire and walked away. So, and then everyone's like, oh, my God, Yolanda, she looked good. She looked energetic at the dinner. And then they began just talk shit.
As you always do.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it's like, start with the positive and then go quickly to the negative. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Erica was the only one really there to defend Yolanda. However, she didn't really say anything at the table. In her interviews, she defended her and she said, you know, it's really mean what they're saying, but she didn't really speak up for her friend.
No, and you know, when they first both came into the barbecue, it seemed like Erica and Yolanda stood away from each other a little bit, didn't come up and hug or anything, and maybe that was just the way that they showed the shots, but I was thinking, like, what's going on with them?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
And I kind of think, I kind of validate all the women questioning it, because I feel sorry for Yolanda. I can't imagine. I really do think it's legitimate, but of course, if that was one of my friends, because it's hard to understand, and I think there's something else going on, of course you question it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, it's out of the norm. Of course you'd be like, I don't think, it's just weird. Like, this glamorous, amazing woman that was, like, so strong is now lost everything, and she's broken up with her husband, but she said it's got nothing to do with the husband, and then she says her kids got Lyme disease, but her ex-husband's saying no. Like, it's, of course you're going to question it. That's normal.
Yeah.
Well, I think her saying that the children have it was sort of a turning point for everyone. That's what really made a lot of people question it. And I was surprised about Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump there. Kyle really did not let it go. And Lisa knew that after she had made that initial comment, she knew she had already said too much. And this was her trying to shut it down. And she couldn't control that situation. She wasn't.
She couldn't
Kyle,
own it.
Kyle wasn't shutting down. And that did not make Lisa happy.
Yeah, well, too bad for her. How many times has she done that to Kyle?
That's true.
I mean, over and over and over, so she gets what she gets. And so, you know.
I like how harsh that was. She gets what she gets. Yeah, I was like, woo!
Well, Lisa Vanderpump was like, I don't want to keep talking about it. And she's like, emphasize I. Well, well then, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, everyone's going to listen to your questions when they don't want to talk about it, but whatever. So then the topic comes up if, like, Lisa Rinna should talk to Yolanda or not about the comments about Munchausen's. Mm. And then Kyle's like, thank you for just not bringing that up at my dinner party. And then, out of all the people, Lisa Vanderpump's the one with indigestion. She's like having a heart. She said that the conversation would give me indigestion.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah, so.
Bella, that's one storyline, just quickly, that I'm not into. Like, should I go and confront Lisa for the fact I think she's got some, no, should I go and confront Yolanda? Like, what's like, I don't even think that's much of an argument. She's like, sorry, I didn't know your disease. People are questioning it. I said one comment, be done. Like, why are they making that such a big deal?
Well, it's going to come up anyway. If it doesn't come up on the show, it's going to come up at the reunion, because you know Andy's going to be like, oh, you said this. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, you might as well. I don't think it's that much of a build, unless if they're just making a big build up for the dramatics of the show. But I really don't think it's that big of a deal. Because Yolanda is like, even she said tonight, like, I'm just not going to give that the energy.
No, she's going to completely brush it off.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really blame her. Like, she's got other fish to fry. So, like, you know, Lisa Rinna is still trying to insert herself and make herself a big deal. And, like, Yolanda's not checking for her.
No.
So, all right. So the whole dinner thing happens. Catherine is upset about the book. And, you know, Faye just, she feels like Faye capitalized on the whole thing. And she's like, I'm ready to throw down. And she, like, ruffles up her sleeves and, like, careful, this is your first episode of the opening titles. Like, relax for a minute. Pull back.
Like, her and her fame-hungry husband would be like, yes, he would be like, woo!
I can't believe she didn't read that book. I think she read that book. Come on.
But I heard you saying before, you were saying something about Bella and, sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, yeah.
About Bella and Anwar, Gigi, were you?
And Anwar, yeah, you know, if, about Mohammed. I mean, we don't know the story, and I guess it'll play out and we'll see. You know, perhaps there's something in news and gossip about that down the road. I don't know what the story is. But, yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's, you know, they, like I said, they all said, oh, how wonderful Yolanda looks. The minute, then they switch it right over to, well, what do you, you know, Kyle's like, what do you think about the kids? It's like, oh my God. So, you know, typical. But we like the drama, and the drama didn't stop there, of course, with the whole Catherine and Faye with the book. As soon as Faye was up from the table, Catherine was like, here we go. I got to talk about this. It's driving me crazy. I've had a plan of revenge for over 20 years. And it's like, oh, please.
Turn it down three notches, sweetie. Yeah.
I mean, I've had people like in the past that I would like to confront, but I don't know if I would hold on to someone for 20 years like that. I would just confront them. I don't know if I would wait to be on a show.
But. Well, yeah, I mean, when they both first walked in the door, I think she should have said, hey, can I talk to you for a sec? Let's do this. And I was surprised that she didn't.
I kind of think a bit of a lame-ass episode, to be honest, because they built it up so much, it's going to be so big. And then what really happened?
I predicted this last week.
Yeah,
I
nothing.
Did on the show. I
said it was just the same shit. It was just like, oh, like, you know, I'm going to get my revenge. And like, oh, I'm scared. And then Lisa's like, oh, like, it was just very, ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah.
So she... Go ahead.
What's going on in real life with these ladies is a lot more serious than what's going on the show, for sure.
Ooh, right? I can't wait for you to get into that. Can you get into it soon?
I'm like, are we teasing?
Let's do it. Almost.
We have to acknowledge, so that Catherine addressed Faye. She acknowledged the history and Faye, that Faye brought her into the whole trial and that Faye just kind of stared her down. And then Faye told her that she looked beautiful and they kind of just ended kind of in a very awkward standoff.
Yeah, that was a yucky reaction on Faye's part. It was just so fake, and so she just sat there with that smile on her face, like, go at me, honey. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to come out of this looking like the good one because I'm calm, because I'm the one who did something wrong.
Yeah.
It was gross.
I mean, we can just end it here when it comes to that storyline, but apparently it's going to bleed into next week. I mean, there's nothing else to tell. The book was written in print years ago. Like, it's just like... Faye doesn't want to talk about it. Catherine claims she's cool about it. What else do you have, Catherine? Let's see. So you were part of the O.J. Simpson debacle. What's next? Let's go. Meanwhile, you can tell us what's really happening.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Okay.
Well, quite a bit of sad news, actually, this week, and I'm sure you all may have heard this, Kim Richards' ex-husband, Monty Brinson, has finally passed away after his very long battle with lung cancer. We've kept you all kind of updated on this.
Yeah.
Reportedly, this is bringing the Richards family together. Kathy is paying for his memorial service. Kyle has been in touch with Kim, and they're mending their relationship. Kim broke her silence yesterday on Instagram, called Monty, quote, the best friend I've ever had in my life. Their whole family has been posting and really giving him credit for being a great member of their family.
Okay,
so our condolences go to them and also to Lisa Rinna, who lost her father this past week. Frank Rinna, who we saw in the first episode of last season, we know he was in his 90s. Remember, he was painting for her and they were really had kind of a cute relationship. So our condolences to Lisa Rinna as well. That was last week that her father passed away.
And by the way, I'm like loving you doing that. She was so like news girl, but still and
that's Christy what I comes, do, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was like, I'm impressed. I'm in the, you know, the serenity of greatness right now.
This next one is pretty juicy.
Ooh,
and if you guys read the Bravo blogs, you may have seen this one, but after Eileen's admission last week about being in an abusive relationship, Lisa Vanderpump revealed her own past in an abusive relationship on her blog. But she did it and then questioned why Eileen would want to share her experience and said, you know, why would you want to rehash it and relive the drama? Lisa Vanderpump said, maybe I'm just someone who can compartmentalize and lock it in a box and throw away the key. It was odd that Lisa would put that out there and then that she used it in sort of a way to kind of be like, I don't know why Eileen would want to talk about it. You know, I'm strong enough to get over it.
I mean,
it didn't sound good in her blog.
Everyone deals with things differently, and that's how, you know, Lisa Vanderpump is made up. But Eileen defended herself and said that she wanted to share that so other people that were perhaps in an abusive relationship or just someone that just came out of one, that they can rebuild. Life does go on. There is happiness. And she even said that on the show. So it's a lesson, people.
Totally. And I'm actually going to give Lisa a bit of backing here. I think it's also part of her culture. And she's obviously that, you know, that 10 years older than everyone else. So she's that generation older. And British, like, they're very, they don't say what's going on.
Right.
You would never know. Like, that's the way that she's been brought up in her environment. So I think it's probably part of who she is, but part of not wanting to reveal too much as well.
That's a good point. Well, I expect Eileen to hit back at her, and I will keep you posted next week if she does.
That's good. I love the news. I'm obsessed with you. Yes.
Oh, Christy always has the good stuff.
She brings it. Yeah.
One of my favorite parts. Let's take a look and predict what's coming up next
week.
And now, you're after Buzz Prediction.
So, these ladies of a certain age are going to participate in a burlesque show or something along the lines of a burlesque party. I'm kind of like, to me, it's like something.
I love it when you call them that.
It's true, though. To me, it almost reminds me of something that would happen on, like, The Real Housewives of Cheshire. It just reminds me of something like that.
I love that, yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is a little out of place to see, like, all these people. Now, which one wasn't wearing underwear? I mean,
Britney Spears.
Was that I think it may have been Catherine. I guess we'll find out next week.
Oh, Catherine's really trying to find her place on this show if she's walking around in the underwear on episode 2. Just saying. But, so Yolanda and Rinna are going to have a conversation. I predict nothing will really happen there. I think Yolanda will take the high road, and Rinna will just keep pushing. But we shall see. And then, you know, Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump, they square off about Faye again. And to me, it's like, you can't tell someone you're cool with them and then go run and keep bitching.
Mm-hmm. I predict that we may see the real LVP in Kyle Richards' friendship. I have sort of maintained this entire season that it's a little bit fake. They don't really like each other, but they both just know that they need an ally. They know they need a storyline. They know they need somebody to talk mm-hmm. to. And I think when they get into that conversation, you're going to be like, whoa, excuse me, wait a minute. I think you're going to see how much disdain they probably do still have for each other.
I'm actually going to rebut you on that because I agreed with you. I completely agreed with you. But then I was at Pump. And I don't like to go because the food's actually really shit. Very pretty.
Oh, yeah,
this
small
is
menu.
Crap. Yeah.
And the service is terrible.
And Kyle and Lisa were having dinner together after
really?
The reunion. Kyle was still in the red dress.
Oh,
on the
yeah.
So really? I witnessed, I saw them together and they were there for hours. So I'm like, that means they're buddies. It's legitimate,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I like that too.
But I was the same
okay.
as you. So, you know, I'm like, because Lisa's a businesswoman. She's smart, smart, mm-hmm. smart. You don't
Just
make that.
The game.
Yeah. So, but I think there is a genuine thing there for sure.
Well, I think that Lisa.
Ladies who lunch?
Yes, ladies who lunch.
I think that Kyle is a special type of friend to Lisa Vanderpump with, like, keeping, you know, enemies close and being on good terms, but not necessarily being super close. I think it's like, you know, we're considering each other friends, and that's great. And that's about as deep as it gets.
Yeah. And let's not get too close.
I really like Kyle, but you've got to understand, she grew up in Beverly Hills. She was eating at the, you know, the Beverly Hills Hotel when she was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So she knows the fake more than anyone else. Yeah. I do think she's real and all of that, but she can play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot to look forward to. Are you watching The Real Housewives of Potomac?
No, but you know what? I keep seeing these crazy headlines on, like, the gossip sites, and I'm like, that sounds mildly interesting, so I may get sucked in.
Oh, I just wouldn't bother.
No? Oh, okay. All right. If Grant didn't like it, then
I wouldn't bother. I'm having a hard time watching that show, I'll just say that, but I don't know.
I'm still confused with where it is. I've been told 100 times, but I just don't know where it is. I'm confused.
Where the hell is Cheshire? What's a Potomac?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I have yet to meet anyone that aspires to live in Potomac, so it's not an aspirational
city. Where is it again? Because I really need to focus here. Where is... I can't even bloody say it. Where is that place? Where is it?
It's down in Washington, D.C. in Maryland.
Oh. Well, what's so good about it?
It's like over there.
Hmm.
Yeah, well,
that's dumb.
Like,
yeah,
it's like up over there.
While we ponder the location of Potomac, we want to hear from you. You can leave us your comments below. Please give us a thumbs up. Rate us high on iTunes as well. I know I'm always like checking to see our reviews and stuff like that. So I love messaging with you guys. And of course, you can always feel free to tweet us. And you can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me and co-host here, Dan Babick, and Christy has appeared before. You know on what? Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Check it out. It's a good time.
All right. And everybody, please hit up ChristyReports.com. Follow me on Instagram at ChristyReports. I love to hear from you.
And the ending couldn't come at a better time because I'm officially about to pee my pants. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot hold on any longer. But it's been great. I obviously knew you before.
Thank you so much.
I love you as well. Love you all. Own it, own it, own it, baby. Love the housewives. It's been great being here. Follow me on Instagram at Dan Babick. That's DanBabic, people.
All right, well, for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills barbecue, that'll do it for us here at AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.